My name is Wyatt Earp, member of the same family, pretty direct relative, and the DNA didn't fall far from the tree. Wyatt had about had his belly full of law in Dodge City in 1879 when he got a letter from his brother Virgil out in Arizona, from Prescott, the capital of the Arizona Territory. Virgil had just been appointed as a U.S. Deputy Marshal, and he told Wyatt of a rich silver strike in a town called Tombstone and said if he got there soon enough, there might be a fortune to be made. So Wyatt and his brother Jim left Dodge City with their women and headed to Arizona. And on their way through Las Vegas, New Mexico, they hooked up with Doc Holliday, the dentist, and his woman Kate. When they got to Prescott, they waited for Morgan and his wife Louisa to come down from Montana, and then they all headed for the rich silver strike in Tombstone. Well, Doc and Kate stayed behind there in Prescott to play out a winning streak at that Palace Saloon. When they arrived, their first impression was good, but it didn't take long to learn that that town was full of land fraud, claim jumpers, crooked politicians, and cattle rustlers. It was so violent that it was often referred to as Deadwood of Arizona or Babylon of the Desert. It was said that a man could break all Ten Commandments, die with his boots on, and be buried in Boot Hill all one morning. Often Wyatt referred to the town as one where a man needed to keep his back to the wall and his eye on the door. And whenever he heard gunfire, he'd be flat on the floor. Doc Holliday, his friend, indicated that he'd become very intimate with a lot of floors. However, there were theater companies, and Tombstone was considered one of the major stops for those folks because of its prosperity. Fact is, Wyatt had been involved in his first shooting in Dodge City when he had been talking to the famous thespian Eddie Foy, and he also found himself delighted to renew that acquaintance in Tombstone when Eddie Foy performed there. Wyatt had always looked up to the thespian folk and considered it rather magical and marvelous that people could bring you to a world that seemed so real, yet was so make-believe on stage. Fact is, it was after the song came out, The Bird in the Gilded Cage, that the theater renamed itself The Bird Cage. I'm sure little did he dream that later on in life he'd become friends when he lived in California with William S. Hart, Mr. Meisner, the playwright, and Tom Mix. In fact, he studied Shakespeare with Tom Mix and always was a great student of it. But Wyatt always dreamed that that territory could sometime become, well, settled down, and that that territory could enjoy private enterprise, which was Wyatt's motivation for going to Tombstone in the first place as an entrepreneur. He thought that maybe, someday, it could become a state. And I believed he thought that that would happen sooner than it did, but it took us a long time to mature. And we know that in 1912, his dream was realized. Arizona became a state.